Now, before I go and talk to one of the guys we all like to hear from, Owen Curry, I see today that, well, as you know, more of us take to the skies for sunny destinations in the summer than anywhere else. But the Guardian newspaper today tells us that a Western passenger who takes one return flight will clock up more CO2 emissions than a citizen of Uganda or Somalia in an entire year. The figures are from a German non-profit group called Atmosphere, F-A-I-R. They say flying from London to New York and back generates just under 1,000 kilograms of CO2 per passenger, and this is more than the annual average produced by citizens of 56 countries around the world. There's going to be a lot of this stuff going on, folks, to make you and me and others feel guilty. The paper goes on to say environmental groups are calling on policymakers to constrain the total number of flights, and says in the UK only 15% of people took 70% of flights. Now, that's a very appropriate thing to come to you on, Owen Curry.
Good morning.
Isn't it? Good morning to you, editor of Travel Extra. Now, you came in to talk about something else.
But it is it does have a very serious angle, Marion, for us. And I brought it up this at the Tourism Ireland briefing last Monday. The last few months have seen the European election results, a good wind behind the Green, excuse the pun, behind the Green movement.
Yeah.
And that, the flight shame movement has, you know, been getting a lot of traction. What we've seen is the Swedish, the Belgians, the Dutch impose aviation tax, an eco tax on aviation, on air prices, and the French look like they're going the same way. How does that impact us? That really means that we are, as an island, depending heavily on tourism, and aviation is the only way getting to and from. The Central European argument is less, it's more damaging for us than for anywhere else, and all the peripheral countries, not just us, but Spain, Portugal, places like that. So we may see Central Europe coming up with this flight shame thing, flying is bad, but realistically we need it, and we need our airlines to thrive, and we need them to be strong, and we need to be able to bring large numbers of people to our country, and also for us to travel, to do business as well as just from tourism.
Now, I just sprang that on you because you came in to talk about something else, but I presume it's going to be part of our conversation more and more now. Now, you are just back from Northern Ireland. British Open Championship is taking place up there. And you're just going to tell us a little bit about these events and golf events and how much they mean in terms of the economy, life, all of that kind of thing.
It's basically a postcard for Ireland, a four-day television postcard watched by 600 million people. It's something that has become cleaner in the last two decades, that we've actually seen a huge correlation between the image of the country, the tourist image of the country, and major events that are held there. It's not a free show because we paid a lot of money to get the British Open to
the
North.
Did we?
It's hard to know exactly how much, but let's say infrastructure was about 16, 17 million went in, and we could end up with another 9 or 10 million onto that. Their figures are very much buried. We know we paid 4 million to get the Giro d'Italia back in 2014 to Northern Ireland. But the question then is, how much is it worth to the economy? And there's absolutely no doubt from what I saw over the last 3 days, even the feel-good factor in Northern Ireland, which is, you know, it's without a government for a few years, there's a great sense of that the progress of the initial years after the Good Friday Agreement, the momentum hasn't been kept up, but it really has cheered everyone up. And it's also, there's just from a local point of view, what's happening in Portrush with 6,000 people working at that event over the 6 days, the infrastructure that was put in, and the bookings that are going to come in for years and years and years from golfers, and have already come in, because every course in Ireland that has any sort of reputation has been filled with very wealthy Americans, mainly Americans, who have spent the week in Ireland, played a couple of courses, and then went up to watch the big boys do it. It's a scale that we don't see with the Irish Open. The Irish Open, it serves something of the same purpose, but there's absolutely absolutely no doubt that the international attraction that the British Open coming back to Northern Ireland after all these years is invaluable. It's going to be, it's going to weigh on, drive growth in the tourist economy and in other parts of the economy for years and years and years to come.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about putting in infrastructure, I remember when the big event was in the K Club, there was a lot of work done on the roads around Kildare, and of course the benefit.
I'm from Strathan, I remember.
Oh, sure, of course you would.
I remember we couldn't move for about 2 years, but you know, every road was dug
road
up, and it was fabulous. It took like it was bringing the children to school almost. It was Homer's Odyssey, but it all meant that Strathan had a terrific appearance and a terrific sheen about it, and we actually topped the Tidy Towns for County Kildare for about 10 years in a row after that. It certainly is very, very good to have a big event come in, and what I'd like to see is that sort of development to, you know, that Lahinch got this year.
Yeah.
Tremendous feel-good factor in West Clare for that. I was down at that.
Yeah.
And but the in the modern world, sports events aren't just about the golf. In fact, there's very, very little about the golf. It is that postcard. It is that free ad, four days of advertising space on primetime television.
Okay. How much is accommodation to rent up there? I presume there were misprints all over the brief.
The misprints are not. There are no misprints on the brief, Marion, and an RTE brief. But one of the people I was talking to had played Royal Portrush earlier this year and paid £200 for his hotel room. He was quoted £4,500.
£4,500.
That really doesn't give. That's slightly misleading because there's very few beds very close to the course. One of the problems with that end of Antrim is that there isn't a lot of hotel beds. So what happened was the busing people in and out was very, very well run. Everybody's getting up from Belfast in about an hour. Most of the people are staying in hotels quite a distance from the course. But the reality is anybody who really needed to be beside the course, and that would include people that were working at the event and celebrities. There's one very hairy story about a celebrity that paid the mortgage of an entire house so he could take the house for a week. I'm not sure it's true, but I know that people I spoke to had travelled in, for instance, from Donegal, taking the ferry over. They'd all looked at prices closer, then found somewhere that they could stay. And the event is running like clockwork. People are getting in and off the course. And this is important, Marion. British Open has been going for 148 years, but what they... this is the second highest attendance we'll see in the entire history of the tournament, and it happened in Ireland. And what that means is the Royal and Ancient people people who run the court are looking back at bringing it back. There was sort of a pent-up demand for a major event in the north, and Royal Portrush has a terrific record of delivering large numbers. The record attendance at the Irish Open was also at Royal Portrush a few years ago, so 126,000 in 2012. So we have shown we can run these big events very well, and we don't have the sort of the stadiums to hold a Rugby World Cup or a Soccer World Cup or anything like that. One thing we can do is golf, and we can do it repeatedly. And I would see what's happening over the last few days as the start of the next story of Ireland as a tourism location, as a golf tourism location.
Right, well, that all sounds very positive indeed. Who's the biggest attraction up there?
We needed a few locals to get through, particularly after Rory's entire weekend disappearing in the first hole. Shane Lowry is the one that's gathering the crowds. Tiger didn't make it. Ernie Els, people like that were fairly well supported on the course. But what we will see over the last 2 days is really a big groundswell of local support, hoping that Shane Lowry holds it together.
Okay, well, let's hope that he does. And Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marion.
Thank you.